faith. Faith means becoming one with God. Faith means becoming one with God. Can we say it? Faith means becoming one with God.
Faith means becoming one with God.
Tell somebody, faith means becoming one with God.
Faith means becoming one with God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are one with God, if you are one with God, you will be much more happier. You'll be content, you'll be satisfied. If you are one with your husband or your wife, you'll be very happy. If you are one with your parents, your family, you'll be much more happier. If you are one with church members, if you are one with church, you will be much more happier. God is one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the oneness is very, very important. In our life, one of the most important thing in our life is to keep the unity of the Spirit. Okay? Okay. I want to share continuously from what I shared last Sunday, John 3:16. Okay, there's a spelling error. Four, not four. But we know that, right? Okay, amen. So, brother. All right, John 3:16, begin. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into His name. Okay. All right. That's different than the one we have in the outline, right? Let's read in the one in the outline. Is it the same thing? What is that? It is same. Okay. All right. It is same. Okay. Amen. Okay. Just feel like it's different. Amen. Okay. In life, perspective is very, very important. Same problem, two different person, right? They can see it different perspective. Today, same message will be declared, but many different perspectives. Right? Yeah. Okay, now, in our life, we face many problems. There is no such thing as problem-free life. How many of you want to live a problem-free life? You have to die. If you die, you will be problem-free.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! If you say amen, you want to die. Like, I want to die soon. If you are living on this earth, welcome to the life on this earth. You're going to have lots of problems. Okay? That's a reality. Hello? Okay. If you wear yellow glass eyeglasses, you are going to see the world what color?
Yellow.
Blue color?
Blue.
Right? Red color, it will be? Red. So according to what color of glasses you wear, that's how you are going to see the world. What does it mean, my friend? What does it mean to become mature in Christ? Now, when we are born again, we are a baby, right? But now we need to grow up every day. Hallelujah. If you want to grow up every day in Christ, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That means growing up in Christ, that means you are changing your perspective. Yeah. You are changing your glasses. You see? Two different person having same problem. One person have bitterness. Another person, give thanks to the Lord. What's the difference?
Perspective. Perspective. It's the same problem, same situation.
I pray that God will give us grace today, that our perspective will be upgraded. Amen. That we will see ourselves as God sees it. I believe I preached on this message more than 20 times in my life. John 3:16. So actually, as I prepare the message, I talk to myself, oh my goodness, what? I ended up in John 3:16 again. I preach on this message more than 20 times, and I have to preach it again, oh Lord. But I couldn't escape it. It was there. So I was praying like, God, give me new insight, new revelation. I pray that God will give us new blessing with this scripture. Hallelujah. Even if you heard this message, heard this John 3:16 so many times, I pray that we will have pouring spirit and God will give us new blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So perspective is everything, okay? Perspective is very, very important. Okay, so through John 16, we want to know this perspective of God. Okay, now this scripture, John 3:16, summarizes the entire Bible. The meaning of the gospel, the good news. So, if we can start the verse, it's the gospel starts with the word for God. Gospel starts with God. Now, I think we all can agree that without God, there is no hope in this world. Right? Without God, there is no life. Without God, there is no light. Because God is life, God is the light, God is love. Without God, there is nothing, right? Listen, you and I, our life begins with God and ends it with God. Hallelujah. And between beginning and the end, we are journeying with God. Every day, we are living in God and through in and through Him. He is certainly a center person in our life. Amen. So Jesus Christ, the Son of God, right? We call, we are learning history in our school, right? So you've been learning history throughout your school. So history means what? His story. Jesus' story. So without God, there is no history. God is our history. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to our message today. For God so loved. Oh, Lord Jesus. For God so loved. Now, I wish I can have another words to explain and to express the depth of this word, so loved. For God so loved. Oh, I feel so inadequate to express this word, so. God so. God so, so. Anybody can express? Who can express today? God so loved the world. He loves you so much. Hallelujah. Okay, I want you to express this now to the person next to you, brother. God so loved you.
Huh?
And you know what? This means that God has accepted you. This means that you are acceptable. Everybody say, I am acceptable. I am acceptable in Christ. That's right. This is how God sees you. Okay, the fact is, in our life, we have been rejected by many people. Sometimes people feel that they have been rejected by God because they are experiencing trauma or some serious problems in their life, right? From the childhood, we long for acceptance. And people will do crazy stuff to be accepted. Isn't that true? I remember when I was a child, I wanted to be accepted by my peer group, my friends. So I would do anything they asked me. You know, I live in a rural place, countryside, and in the winter season, I remember they say, I dare you. You know that game, I dare you game? Because you want to be fit and acceptable by your friends, you would do anything they ask you. Because if you don't do what they ask you, you'll be left out, right? So they said, okay, I dare you to, we were riding the sled, you know, the sled, sled on a thin ice, very thin, and it's cracking, right? Every time a person just ride a sled, go like this, the ice cracks more. So the two person, they said, I dare you now cross this thin ice. So he comes, and every time we cross the thin ice, you know, it cracks more, right? And then that game will be over until one person sinks in the cold weather. So, I dare you, okay? So, and then we play that. It's like a stupid game, you know? Sometimes we even play like this, you know, there's a river, and it's quite deep, and it's like, I dare you to jump into the water, you know? How about women wearing a very short skirt? Why do they wear short skirt? Especially in Korea, when you go out, this young woman, right? I'm talking about like, I'm not talking about college students. You know what I'm talking? Huh? And in winter, yes, and in winter, I'm talking about junior high, like 12, 13 years old. Too short, right? You don't think so? Why do they wear short skirt? To be accepted, right? As a brothers, as a man, we love to drive expensive, fancy car. Why? To be accepted.
I'm on the class.
Yeah. Okay, but you know what? No matter, your parents may not accept you, your teacher may not accept you, your husband or your wife may not accept you, or pastor or your friends may not accept you, but Christ accepted you. Amen. On the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. So, some of you might be thinking, oh, how can a person like me, a sinner like me, can be accepted by God? But you know what? His love, the love of God is greater than your failures. The love of God is greater than your sins. You are acceptable in Christ. Amen. Now, Bible goes on. The scripture goes on. God so loved. That word so loved is not only talking about acceptable. God accepts you, but God also loves you. Because the Bible said God so loved the world. God so loved. You are lovable. Guess what? You are lovable. Not because of what you have done for God. Not because you deserve. Because God is love. He loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. How I wish that we all love one another to the degree of God's love. Not we love one another conditionally. If you do this, I will love you. If you do that, you know, I will love you. If you don't do that, I will not love you. You know, I will love to one another is kind of very conditional, isn't it? Huh? Not now, but with Rachel, I don't have that now, but before, yes. If she cleans the house, you know, if she makes good food for me, do the laundry, all that, you know, I say, I love you, honey. If she doesn't clean and she messes it up, no food on the table. So my love was very conditional, but not now. I love her as she is. Hallelujah. I pray that you love your brother as he is, as she is. Amen.
Amen.
Because God loves you just the way you are. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. Now, third, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And this tells us that we are valuable. Let me give you what's in my pocket. You trust me or you don't trust me?
I trust you.
You trust me, yeah?
I trust you.
It's not coming out. Hand doesn't want to come out. Oh,
wow.
I'll give my hand, not the money. All right, listen.
Here's a dollar. It's not a dollar.
여기 돈이 있죠.
It's not a dollar. It's $10, right?
Yes.
It's $10 in the US. I always get confused with dollar and won. So this one mana. It's the value of one mana, right? Okay. I crumble, right? I crumble the value of this money. Right? I crumble, right? And I even step on it. Step on it. I step on it. Even spit on it. Spit on it. Right? I crumble, step on it. Does the value of this money change?
No.
The value of this money stays the same. Hallelujah. No matter what happens to you, you are still valuable in Christ. Not because of what we have done to God, but because of the blood of Jesus has bought each one of us. The blood of Jesus has purchased each one of us. And you are that much valuable. Hallelujah. I was going to put in an offering basket, but... Brothers and sisters, you're not a junk. God did not die for junk. God died for you. And you are precious. Because God gave His one and only Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you are so valuable. And what's more, God desires the life of God to grow in you as the one new man. Hallelujah. Oh, tell somebody, you are so valuable.
You are so valuable.
Oh, Lord Jesus. If you are a king, guess what? You are going to live like a king, right?
Yep.
You're going to walk like a king, right? The king will not walk like this. You know what I'm talking about, huh? The beggar will walk like this, right? The beggar, right? So if you think you're a beggar, you will live like a beggar. Right? But if you believe as a king, then you will live like a king. Listen, you are valuable. That means if you know who you are, you know, there's a song, I Know Who I Am, right? Then you will not live wastefully. You will live your life as a child of God. Because you are so valuable. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lastly, but not least, is this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish. Meaning, in Christ, you are forgivable. You know, it's such a nice, such a wonderful to hear that we are forgivable. Isn't this truth releases you? Gives you release, gives you peace, gives you thankful heart. That every time you sin, you can run to Jesus.
Amen.
And you can receive forgiveness of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not only that, if someone has done wrong to you, you can forgive. I told you in the beginning, perspective is everything, right? Hello?
Amen.
Perspective is everything, right? My brother here, I love you, brother Alex. Today he came very early, earlier than myself. Miracle has come. Yesterday at the TLS, he came and he asked me, hey, can I come early and type the songs? Whatever, type the sermon, whatever. I said, yeah, why not? I think he was kidding. Today, I came a little over 1 o'clock. He was here. Wow, amazing. Miracle has come. Okay, look at this. Now, I say perspective is everything, right?
Yeah.
The attitude is everything. Attitude. The perspective has to do with your attitude. Everybody say attitude of gratitude.
Attitude of gratitude.
Come on, attitude of gratitude.
Attitude of gratitude.
I pray that you always have attitude of gratitude because you are valuable.
Amen.
Because the world wants to see Christ in and through you.
Amen.
All right?
Listen, let's not talk about forgiveness with our mouth, but let's live a life of forgiveness.
Amen.
Let us not talk about love, only talk about love, but let us live a life of love. Right? So my brother has done wrong to me. He will not. But even if he did, he has done wrong to me, right? My attitude, because I have a godly perspective, I have a spiritual perspective, my attitude should be, thank you, Jesus, you have given me an opportunity to exercise your love. Thank you, Jesus, because you have given me opportunity to forgive my brother. Opportunity to be meekness, to be meek, not pay the revenge. Opportunity to accept it, to understand. Opportunity to love even my enemy, to even bless my enemy. Hallelujah!
Amen.
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, including myself, all throughout our life, we are going to have lots of opportunities to turn the problem into blessing.
Amen.
To turn the problem into an upgrade of our spiritual life. Instead of complaining about the problem, you know what? We should thank for the problem. Because the Bible says, you know what? In all things, God works for the good. For those who love Him, right? To be conformed to the image of Christ.
Amen.
So when you have a problem, you forgive. You know what? The moment you forgive, guess what? The image of Christ that is in you is forming. Your faith is increasing. Your life is growing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the angels of God will cheer you up and say, hey, way to go, Gian. Hallelujah, way to go. You exercise Christ-like forgiveness. You exercise Christ-like life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why, brothers and sisters, perspective is everything. How you see it? Do you see it with the eyes of God or do you see it with your own eyes? I want to tell you something else. I want to something very important out here. Look at this. Something that I exercise in my life all the time. I pray that you will be benefited by hearing this. Okay? Something that I exercise all the time in my life, but I'm still learning. I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. I'm still learning in my life. Every time when I face trials and hardship and difficulties in my life, persecution, you know what? I exercise this attitude. I said, Lord, how do you want me to gain you through this problem? What kind of price do you want me to gain through these difficulties? I pray and I say it. And if I gain Christ, forgiving Christ through this conflict relationship, you know what? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know why? Because Christ is a reality and everything else is a shadow. So if I gain a reality who is my Christ, then I should thank the Lord for this problem, isn't it?
Amen.
Am I saying something?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you are valuable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are valuable. You know what? Let me do a conclusion now. Okay? Bible says, for God so loved, you are acceptable. Now, this conclusion, please. Lift up your eyes, Bible says, lift up your eyes. Everybody, don't look down. You're going to have a neck disc if you're... lift up your eyes, come on. Lift up your eyes. Look at me now, please. This is so important. I want you to get it. Okay, listen. This one scripture in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This verse summarizes the entire Bible, right? And it gives us God's perspective, right? God, you are acceptable, you are lovable, and you are valuable in God's eyes, and you are what? You are forgivable. Hallelujah. But you know what? This four perspective of God for you is only, it only becomes true when you believe.
Amen.
When you believe, it is that you are acceptable, you are lovable, it becomes true. What I'm saying is, you are acceptable only in Christ. You are valuable only in Christ. You are lovable only in Christ.
You are forgivable only in Christ. Outside of Christ, there's condemnation. Outside of Christ, there's a judgment. Outside of Christ, there's eternal lake of fire, right? We know that. Only in Christ. Only when you believe. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, do you have that in sermon outline? What is that scripture? 1 John 3:23. It is God's commandment for us to believe. What is God's commandment?
For us to believe.
If I say, what is God's commandment? You all shall to believe. To believe Jesus, right? To believe. Amen? What is God's commandment?
To believe.
What is God's commandment?
To believe.
That's right. In the Old Testament, God's commandment is 10 commandments, right? Love God, thou shalt have no idols, no, do not bow down, all that. All those commandments in the New Testament, if you were to summarize it, all the commandments of God in the Bible is to believe. If you believe in Jesus, you know what? You are fulfilling the commandment of God. And not only it is the commandment of God, it is the will of God. Right? Where is that verse? John 6:40. It is God's will for us to believe. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Well, you shout to Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen. You know what? The gospel means God has done everything for you. God came in the incarnation in the form of serpent in the flesh, and God died on the cross, right? And He rose again, and He became a life-giving Spirit, and He has entered into you, right? He has done everything for you. There's nothing we cannot do as far as salvation is concerned. But there's only one thing we can do, and that is to believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to believe is a miracle. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you know, guess what? It's not of you. It's not from you. It's from the Father. God had mercy upon you that you have faith in you. Hallelujah. Because Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, Jesus Christ, He's the author and perfecter of our faith. He's the author of our faith. Amen? Not only the author, he will perfect it. All we need to do is to believe. Hallelujah. Abraham believed and he became a father of all nations. Moses believed, Noah believed and he built an ark of salvation, right? Ark. And he saved his entire family. Moses believed and he led the Israelites out of Egypt, right? Daniel believed and he was rescued from the lion's den. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe, oh, you're going to be somebody. You're going to be somebody in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So, let me finish my message today. This is my burden, actually. This was the one part, right? Okay, this is how God looks at you, perspective. Only if you believe, becomes true. But what does believe mean? Now we need to go further, right? If I stop here, I'm only preaching the gospel of grace. And we should not stop at the gospel of grace, right? Because you cannot become an overcomer just with the gospel of grace. With the gospel of grace, you become born again Christian. But we need to move to the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Kingdom means Christ rule, Christ reign. Right? So we need to submit to the authority of the kingship of Christ. Because He's the King. We confess all the time, isn't it? Jesus, you are the King, you are the King of Kings, you are the King of Kings. What does that mean? I submit myself up to your authority, to your name I submit myself to. Right? So we need to know the meaning of faith. Okay, let's go to the outline there. Faith means becoming one with God. That's a new definition I recently got to know. Faith means becoming one with God. Now, how do we one with God? How do we become one with God? First thing, know Him. Okay, John 17:3. Let's read it together. Okay, John 17:3. Begin. Yeah, this is eternal life. If you know God, know Jesus, true God. Jesus is true God, right? To know Jesus, that's eternal life. First, is to know. Second, receive Him. John 1:12. Begin.
Yes,
But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his
name.
Amen. So first is to know him, second is to receive him. Hallelujah. To believe means receive. To receive means to believe. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you can receive Jesus by saying, Lord Jesus. Amen. Three, faith means commit. Commit to him. All right? Acts 20:32. Begin. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Amen. You know what? Faith means commitment. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you will commit your life to Jesus. How many of you commit your life to Jesus? You don't have to hold your hands up, but speak to your heart. Have you commit yourself to Jesus? I'm talking about all areas of your life. I pray that your faith will go to that level of commitment. The more you commit yourself to God, the more God will work in you and through you. Hallelujah. Listen, God cannot work in you unless you commit yourself. So faith means commitment. Would you repeat after me, please? Through the absolute and thorough consecration of oneself with everything to the Lord. One more time.
Through the absolute
and thorough consecration of oneself
with everything
to the Lord.
I become
an overcomer. Hallelujah. You cannot become an overcomer unless you do an absolute and thorough consecration. Today is a day to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Today is a day to make a commitment, absolute and thorough consecration. And say, Lord, my life is for you. My family is for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, number four. Faith means trust him in all areas of life. Proverbs 3:5. Let's read it together. Begin. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Amen. If you believe in Jesus, that means to trust him. Number five, to love him with all your heart. Mark 12:30. Begin. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Amen. Faith means loving God. Okay, lastly but not least, faith means obedience, obey. Obey him daily. 1 Samuel 15:22. Begin. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Look at this now. Look at this now. Okay? Look. Okay. I talked about the definition of faith, okay? What it means to believe. Okay? Believe means to know him and to know him and to receive him, right? And to make commitments and trust him, love him, obey him. Listen. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready for a profound statement? The more you know him, the more you will commit to Jesus. The more you commit to Jesus, the more you can trust him. The more you trust him, the more you will love him. The more you love him, the more you will obey him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You cannot obey him when you do not know him. You cannot obey him when you don't have love for him. If you obey him when you don't have love, that becomes religion. Right? You see, we need love to obey. We cannot obey him when we don't have a trust. You see, it all comes down to know him. And it begins with belief. The Bible says, do you believe? Bible says, when Son of Man comes back to the earth, will he find faith in you? What kind of faith? Just a little knowledge of him? Or is your faith on the level of trust? Do you trust him in all areas of life? Do you trust the Bible? The scripture, the promise? Is your level of faith to the love? Do you love him? God wants your faith to come to the level of obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people say, hey, I want to experience God, but I'm not experiencing God. Is this Christian real? Why am I not experiencing? You experience God through obedience. Whatever the Bible says, when you obey, you will experience triune God, the living God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's take a minute to pray, to respond back to God. Whatever you heard today, whatever that God has touched in your heart,